This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Buried in that economic relief package is also an effort to address climate change. It's a plan to phase out a type of refrigerant that's in many home and industrial air conditioners. These chemicals are known as HFCs, and by some measures, they trap far more heat in the atmosphere than CO2. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on how this ended up in the big economic package.
Whenever a polluting product gets phased out, a cleaner one has to be sold by somebody. So now the refrigeration and air conditioning industry smells opportunity. This U.S. policy syncs up with a global effort to move away from coolants known as hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs.
It creates a global market for alternative appliances.
Andrew Light is a senior fellow at the World Resources Institute, a research group.
The global market for refrigeration and air conditioning units is going to grow like 4.5 times in the coming decades.
That is if countries like China and India join the phase out. They haven't yet ratified an international agreement on this, and neither has the U.S. The incoming Biden administration wants to change that, as does the trade group, the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute. Here's the Institute's Samantha Slater.
Perhaps as the United States makes a move to do that, there are over 100 other countries who have already ratified, so we feel perhaps we're a little bit behind, and that will spur on some of the other major countries as well.
This measure hits two sweet spots, the environment and jobs, though Ben Lieberman at the Competitive Enterprise Institute finds it too good to be true. He says earth-friendly coolants and AC units cost more.
The losers in all of this will be homeowners, car owners, as well as business owners like restaurants and supermarkets and convenience stores that have a lot of refrigeration equipment.
The transition to new cooling units would occur over nearly 3 decades. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.